Day two of Steelers training camp in the books. No better man to talk about it with than our next guest, seen on the Pat McAfee Show and now the Colin Cowherd program. The Athletics, great Steelers insider, our insider too, Mark Cavalli. Mark, George Pickens had a little mini temper tantrum today. He also had that showdown with the wide receivers coach yesterday. Yep. Should we be worried?
Wow, that's a good question there, man. I mean, you shouldn't be worried if he gets the ball thrown to him, I guess. That's what I was worried about all along here. I mean, what happens if the ball doesn't get thrown? How about they don't have that number two receiver that could take the pressure off him and teams double him and take him out of the game? Will he just be so upset that, you know, he'll be pouting and stuff like that? And I don't know, it's early in camp right now. Today was, it was a ball that he should have been thrown to him. He would have had a big game. It reminded me of the Bengal game. Mason Rudolph crossed, you know, crossed the middle, hit him on the numbers and gone. Justin Fields just threw it somewhere else. He hopped up in the air like he was like, what are you doing? And we know what happened yesterday. So I would just keep an eye on it. I wouldn't say it's a problem now. It might become a problem if it gets into the season and he starts getting three targets a game and two catches. Then I think it does become a problem.
Mark, we've heard that this new wide receivers coach, is it Zach Azani, correct? That's his, how he says his name? Okay, so this Azani has a pretty lengthy track record and seemingly a pretty good one. He seems to be a bit of a hard ass. Emmanuel Sanders credited him, I think I read a story, with a lot of his career going the way it did after he left here, and he had good seasons in Denver and elsewhere. What's Mike Tomlin going to do about all this? Is he going to end up playing good cop while the position coach plays bad cop?
Oh, that's a good question. I never even thought about anything like that. But I know, I mean, just knowing what Zach Azani is doing right now, is you could tell right away he's no nonsense. I mean, he's a younger guy. It's not like he's an older guy. I mean, the Steelers have had a lot of older wide receiver coaches over the years. He's not one of those, and he demands a lot from them. He's not going to take anything from them. I don't know how that works behind the scenes, if Tomlin, you know, sues the ego, if things don't work out. But I don't know if that would be the case because, I mean, George Pickens needs to grow up. I mean, he's going to grow up in the sense of he needs to be a leader of this wide receiver room because so much success depends on this offense, depends on what he does, how he acts, how he moves forward. So I don't think that Tomlin will give him a pass now. More and more I think about it, I think he hired these guys to say, you deal with it. Maybe if it gets after, it gets out of control to some degree, maybe he steps in. But nothing I've seen right now where Mike Tomlin's going to step in and even step on his toes at all right now.
Justin Fields worked with the starters again today because Russell Wilson was out. We'll get to Russ in a minute here, Mark. Give us a summary of Fields. What did you make of his play today?
Well, he looked a little better. He's not going to wow you again. Once again, I mean, he can throw the deep ball pretty good. But there's still, I mean, there's the goal line, the seven shots drill. I mean, that was just a microcosm of what he does. He made a couple tremendous throws. Resulted in touchdowns, and three of them were almost hit me on the sidelines. And like, wait, who'd you throw that to? So that's basically what he's been doing right now. And you know, this Russell Wilson thing, I bet you he, if push comes to shove, he could have been practicing. But this is sort of like the OTA extension, you know, 11-12. They're not wearing pads. Practices are shorter. Give Justin Fields some reps with ones. By the time pads come on, or even Sunday, I'll let Russell Wilson take over. I think that's the case, what they're going to do right now. But I mean, Justin Fields is what he is right now. He's a guy, is a work in progress, has tons of talent. But if he doesn't get the fundamentals straight, he's not going to be a guy that's going to be a long-term solution.
Mark, is it okay when you say the fundamentals, is it recognition of what he's seeing that needs work, or is it something mechanically with like how he's throwing the ball, the footwork, all of that stuff that you notice?
I think it's both. I think it's both, really. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. He has not broke the pocket very much in two games and run for first down. You know, he's really trying to stay in there and try to make plays with his arm. But the recognition today, when you knew there was going to be a pick on the inside guy, and knew Pickens was going to be open, and he decides to throw it to Calvin Austin. I mean, you're thinking, okay, you know you went over that in film. I'm not quite sure what you're looking at. Then you see throws are just like not good throws at all. But then he baffles you with a dart the next play. So it's hard to get a read on him right now. I think the consistency is obviously the problem right now, and I think it would be mechanical footwork. The other stuff might come along if you get good coaching, but I think they got to work on him just being consistent and accurate with his balls, because you can't, I mean, if it's third and four and you throw the ball into the stands, that does, you know, obviously that does you no good, and that hurts you pretty bad. I mean, that's what happened last year with Pickett at points. So that's what another reason why I think Russell Wilson would be that guy that, you know, starts and plays the whole entire season, because I don't think he's going to be a guy that's, you know, inaccurate and stuff like that. So that's where I look at Fields.
Were our questions better than Cowherd's?
Well, Cowherd tells me his is ahead of time, so.
Oh.
Really? He pre-preps you, so you're not going in there surprised at all?
They send a little list. That's very common of.
What did he want to know today? What was he big on, Mark?
Not McAfee. McAfee shoots from the hip. But
what was Cowherd big on today with you?
That Justin Fields is more of a likable guy than Russell Wilson. That people like him. I don't know.
How did you answer that?
Well, I mean, Justin Fields is a really likable guy, really personable guy. But the bottom line comes down with the players is who's going to make them better, who's going to give them a chance to win, who's going to put in positions to, you know, have big numbers is who they're going to like. And I mean, I don't think they really care about personality wise. And I don't know if national people realize that the PR team that Russell Wilson put out there in March, and he's basically hit every button that he needed to. So it's not like that the fan base are anti-Russell because he viewed him as a Hollywood guy compared to a nuts and bolts Ohio State tough guy. So.
Did he analogize the two by going something to the effect of, Mark, now I see Justin Fields, he's the boss you like. Russell Wilson's not the boss that you like, but he's the boss that gets things done. Did he say something? Did he do it in just this tortured, hilarious analogy that somehow ended up making sense in the end?
There's something about him and Tomlin sitting on piles of money and not really worried about something. I don't know what it was. You know, pretty much, you know, not winning anything recently. And more Hollywood-type guys, lots of money, and Justin Fields. I don't know. I really wasn't paying attention to the question because I already knew what I was going to answer.
All right, Mark. We'll talk again next week from camp. Thank you.
All right, fellas.